This is WFAE News. I'm Lisa Worf. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles said Tuesday's deadly shooting at UNC Charlotte and other recent shootings have put a cloud over the city. She spoke with WFAE early Wednesday about her reaction and what she sees as the city's challenges. What have you learned at this point?
Well, we haven't learned much that's different or new from about 11 or 12. Of course, we've got the shooter. 22 years old, he's been charged with 2 counts of murder and 4 counts of attempted murder. The campus lockdown has been lifted, I understand. And I just want to say that, you know, they're not the words to express what it means to have a shooting at a place where people come to learn and grow and plan for their future. I believe that the UNC campus police were heroic in their efforts to work with this. And now we're going to be joined by the CMPD with the investigation and any help that we need. The governor has really emphasized whatever we need to have happen, FBI, whatever resources that the state needs to provide, he will make sure that that happens for us.
What have you heard from school leaders?
You know, all the way, when this happened, I was still in the office. And immediately after learning from the chancellor's staff that he was on a flight, I thought that I need to notify the governor. This is a state university, something we're all proud of, a system that we're all proud of. And the governor immediately said, I'm on my way. He arrived a little bit after 10 at the same time that the chancellor did. And we've worked together. I can't express my appreciation for everyone on the chancellor's team on that campus, working with CMPD and MEDIC. It was really a well-coordinated response. Now we've got to do the work to figure out what are the questions, why, how, you know, all of those things have to be answered now as much as we can. So the investigation part has ended, but at the same time, we have to just remember that these are people with lives and families, and this is our city. And I'm just not quite sure how we're going to begin to address what I see almost as a cloud over our city with more violence and shooting. We're going to have to work harder as a community.
Your role as city council is somewhat limited in this respect. I mean, there's CMPD that's looking over the investigation. How do you see your role moving forward? Is that one of support? Is it one of advocacy at this point?
Right now, our role is to work with that university campus and the chancellor and provide whatever resources he needs for making that campus feel safe again. You know, that's what people really want. They want to know that they can personally feel safe. And so whatever things we need to institute under the guidance of the many experts in the field, we're going to look at those. And then we're going to step back. And this is one of the things I believe that our council and me, I believe in. Assess what happens. Figure out what we can do better. And make sure that we do it through the lens of community and community engagement and knowing that the people that live in this city are the most important asset we have. And we've got to create a place where they feel their personal safety is first and foremost.
How do you want to see the community and the city support of that coming together and starting this healing, but also starting this self-reflection?
Well, I think it's self-reflection, but I also think that, you know, you have to take a very serious analytical approach to this. So we're going to start doing that after we get through that place where we can have that kind of conversation. But the first and foremost conversation is about, you know, making sure that those victims, those injured and those that died are treated well, their families have access to the counseling. Campus has access to the counseling. And then when we have that part addressed through our community, I hope that all of our houses of worship will address this over the weekend. I hope that where we gather, we'll have an honest conversation about how to deal with this and what makes people feel better about being able to send their children to a university campus. And we'll listen and reflect on that. And that's when we start thinking, okay, this is what the community has asked for. What can we now do? But I all of us know that this is about something that's greater than one shooting. It's been shootings the last several weeks. It's just been endemic of so much that I just can't grasp all of it at this point.
As far as gun violence and addressing that, of course, in this case, there's a lot of details we don't know. But going forward, is there things that you would like to see, laws that you'd like to see change at the state level?
You know, there are going to be questions like that that we're not going to have answers to immediately. This is not something that locally we can do. This is something that has to be addressed through what I would consider everyone, the bipartisan support that we have. In addition to talking with the governor, I spoke with Senator Berger and Speaker Moore to let them know this experience was happening in Charlotte, and we need their support. Now, what does support mean? We will have to work with them to determine it.
That's Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles. Ms. Lyles, thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless our city.
Indeed. This is WFAE's Morning Edition.